The Lord's Prayer, Chapter 38. Asking in His name, Jesus said, He that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is as comprehensive a promise as can be found in the Bible. Who believes it? There is no qualification to this statement. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. There is no limit. Someone will say, I have been asking for something in the name of Jesus, and I have not received it. That cannot be, for Jesus Christ is the faithful and true witness, and he cannot lie. Perhaps you do not know what it is to ask in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul tells us that all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. The name of Christ, therefore, stands to all the promises of God. God is good, and therefore he gives only that which is good. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, either shadow of turning. But this text assures us that God gives everything that is good. He withholds nothing. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Since all the promises of God are in Christ, it is evident that we do not ask in the name of Christ unless we ask for something that God has promised. God will honor every draft presented at the bank of heaven, if it has the name of Jesus upon it. But let everyone beware how he attempts to forge that name. That name is written in blood, even the blood of Christ, and every forgery will be detected instantly. He who puts the name of Jesus to a request for a thing that God has never promised, is taking that name in vain. And the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain.